Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The presence of the Lord and understanding the authority of that comes in the name of Jesus Christ at the VFN Dream Center was so powerful.
Yeah.
And I could just feel the crescendo of the Spirit. Just God's about to do something in a big way that's not going to be contained in any kind of, you just can't contain what mm-hmm. I believe the Lord is going to do. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like a tidal wave of glory in the midst of, even though the things that are happening that are kind of, contradictory in the context of what's going on, understand that God moves in those moments. So I want to encourage you, begin to believe God. And there's many people and Christians that are going after God right now, and they're crying out for the Lord, and be open to ever how God wants to do what he wants to do. Every single time that you cry out for the Lord to move like this, he does. It's out of your box. It's normally out of our box, but it's like, whatever you want to do.
That's right.
Whatever you want to do, God, whatever you want to do. And some serious words have been given out in regards to what the Lord is going to do. So what's this thing about Bono, man?
Bono, he was recently interviewed, and it was really interesting. This is, first part of this is kind of really unauthenticated, if you will. I heard a story many, many years ago that U2 started out as some guys who gave their life to the Lord, and they just wanted to sing some songs and worship, and they weren't really received well during that time. They had a really cutting different edge, and so they went and started this band, and now they became U2. And I heard that many, many, really? Like almost 15 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard that was going around. And the front man of this group is Bono. These guys are like, all over the place now. And he was interviewed about who is Jesus? Who is Jesus to you? And so he's going through this whole explanation of what Jesus personally means to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the interviewer was really, I don't know if he was dogmatic, but he was very specific. He wanted to get down to exactly, so who do you say Jesus is? And I want you to listen to what he has to say, because I better encourage you. Listen up, watch up.
I look to the scriptures for poetic truth, as well as the sort of historical stuff I'm interested in. And of course, there was a historical Jesus.
No, I'm talking about God.
Oh, right.
And do
I see the person of Christ is my way to understand God.
Do you pray?
Yes.
To whom or what do you pray?
To Christ.
What way? To Christ.
Yeah.
And what do you pray for?
I pray to get to know the will of God, because then the prayers have more chance of coming true. I mean, that's the thing about prayer, isn't it? I mean, we don't do it in a very lofty way in our family. There's just a bunch of us on the bed, usually. We have a very big bed in our house. And we've prayed with all our kids. We read the scriptures, we pray. It's not even regular. Sometimes if we go to church on a Sunday, we go when the church has ended, and we'll just go in on our own as a family.
For peace and quiet.
For peace and quiet. And we'll pray, usually about people that we know who are struggling with something, illness or whatever.
So then, what or who was Jesus as far as you're concerned?
I think it's a defining question for a Christian, is who was Christ. And I don't think you're let off easily by saying a great thinker or a great philosopher or because actually he went round saying he was the Messiah. That's why he was crucified. He was crucified because he said he was the Son of God. So he either, in my view, was the Son of God or he was
not.
No, nuts.
Nuts, yes.
Forget
yes.
Rock and roll messianic complexes. This is like, I mean, Charlie Manson type delirium. And I find it hard to accept that all the millions and millions of lives, half the earth for 2,000 years, have been touched, have felt their lives touched and inspired by some nutter. I don't believe it.
Therefore it follows that you believe he was divine.
Yes.
And therefore it follows that you believe that he rose physically from the dead.
Yes, yeah. I have no problem with miracles. I'm living around them. I am one.
So when you pray, then you pray to Jesus.
Yes.
The risen Jesus.
Yes.
And you believe that he made promises which will come true.
Yes. I do.
That is Bono.
That's Bono.
With YouTube.
And it's so important because what you believe about Jesus, that is the defining question in anyone's life. Who is he to you?
That's right.
Who is Jesus?
Who do you say he is?
Who do you say he is? Is he the good man upstairs? Is he a deep thinker? Yeah. A philosopher.
Yeah.
One who walked this earth and has a way of life? Or is he life himself? And we encourage you today, of all the things you're going to settle, of all the decisions you have to make, you need to settle this one decision once and for sure. You know, write it in the sand, write it in concrete. If he's a son of man, which he is, then give him your entire life and give everything up for him. God's son.
And it looks like Bono identified him exactly for who he is, the son of God. And he said this, he said, well, I know God through him. And that's the only way you can really know God is through his son, Jesus Christ. You want to find out how we've done that? Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.